651.
Mysterious, interesting, delicious, and value-oriented. We're talking about the wine choices of a deep thinker.
Ah, joining us now live to talk more about them, Scott Greenberg, deep thinker and wine columnist for the Washington Examiner in our Wine of the Week. Hiya, Scott.
Hi, Hillary. Hey, Sean.
Hey.
How you doing?
We're good. Thinking. Tell us about your friend David, who you call a walking version of Watson, and his very interesting choices.
A computer from Jeopardy. Yeah, David is my business partner and good friend, and he is a deep thinker. This is a guy who really contemplates everything from every angle. And one of those things that he absolutely loves is wine, which is interesting because in our relationship, you know, you would think, well, you know, I'm the wine guy, right? But David continues to amaze me with these really interesting wines that he puts in front of me. And I got to tell you, I love his wines.
Okay, well, it seems like we're starting off down under. He has a couple of bottles that he's put in front of you. What do you like about them?
Well, let's start off with a white wine down under, the 2000 Lewin Estate Sibling Sauvignon Blanc. This is from the Margaret River region. And this, I love this Sauvignon Blanc. The bouquet features bright lemon-lime scents, flavors of this vibrant lemon citrus zest. Then you get this little pop of grapefruit and guava and nectarine. Just across the palate, crisp, super crisp acidity, clean, bright finish, and it's only $18.
Ooh.
Really a nice wine.
What do you suggest for folks who like a good blend?
A good blend? David was telling me about this wine for about a year, and I just was like, David, there is no way a $16 bottle can be that good. And so he puts it in front of me, and I got to tell you, the 2006 Glencarlu Grand Classique. Now, this is from the Paarl region in South Africa. It's a classic Bordeaux blend, Cabernet Sauvignon, Merlot, Cabernet Franc, Malbec, and Petit Verdot. But what I love about this wine are the aromas of earthy blackberry and currant and clove on the nose, and then it's just really a well-structured wine for $16. Flavors of blackberry and rhubarb and mocha and a little bit of roasted coffee in there on the back end. A nice finish, sweet tannins, a touch of black licorice. I'm going to say it again, $16.
Okay, so you and David get together and you get to the end of the meal and the end of the evening and you're looking for a dessert wine. So what does he put down in front of you?
He puts down the 2009 Chateau Terracul La Gravière Lapine. Now, this is from France. It's a lesser-known sibling of a very famous cuvée called Cuvée Madame, which sells for five times the price. But this version is loads of beautiful apricot marmalade, orange peel, a little candied ginger on the palate, really well-balanced, and a long, long, sweet finish held up by crisp acidity. It's $19 for a 500-milliliter bottle. It's beautiful. If you like the stickies, that's what we call dessert wines, this is a great one to go with.
Well, we are deeply thinking about all of that, Scott. Thank you so much.
Stay warm and drive safe.